A very good morning. I'm John Cook with you between 9 and 11 on today's show. The calm after the storm, but could it cost tens of millions of euro to repair the damage done to the Clare coastline? And will the government be able to cover that bill? I'll be asking the minister responsible, Brian Hayes, as the clean-up operation gets underway in places like Lahinch and Liscannor, and local residents hope to see their communities safe to live in and open for the tourist season once more. We'll also be checking in on Clare's new island, Kilcredon, as families in Carrigaholt are still left stranded by floods. I'll hear how residents of Kilbaha are hoping the worst is over after this morning's high tide, and how locals in Quilty have formed a committee to protect 14 flooded homes in the area. We'll hear from other coastal communities too, who've battled the stormy seas and surging tides of the past few days. You can get in touch to let us know if you've been affected. 53030. In Lahinch, it's been suggested that the cost of repairing the devastated seafront, torn up car parks and ripped apart promenade could cost up to 5 million euro. Though, as you heard in the programme yesterday, Clare County Council is still surveying the damage and can't say whether the popular seaside resort will be back to normal business by the summer season. I met with local representatives and others who were there to inspect the damage and watch the strong waves in a windy Lahinch yesterday. But first, I was surprised to be met by two surfers taking to the water. Can I ask your name, where you're from?
Matthew Duggan from Bird Hill, Tipperary.
And why did you come to Lahinch today?
Because I'm an asshole and I'm really crazy.
You heard about these waves that have caused huge destruction. You're a surfer, obviously. Yeah. You decided to give them a go?
I'd say it was probably my one chance to surf 29-foot waves in Lahinch, or attempt it.
You're not worried that it might be dangerous?
No, I'm going to stay in the whitewash. Like, I'm not going to go full throttle at all.
Have you ever seen waves like that before?
Not up close, though.
Okay, you're going to give them a go?
Going to give them a go, sure.
Be careful. Can I ask your name and where you come from?
Yeah, Emer, and I come from Brownsbridge.
And why did you come to Lahinch today?
I suppose I've seen all of the damage and all the photos on Facebook and heard everyone talking about it, so I just wanted to see for myself.
What are your impressions today, looking down the promenade here?
It's just so hard to even comprehend how much damage has been done. It's just unbelievable.
Councillor Bill Slattery, so well, describe to me where we're standing here and what you're looking at in terms of the damage in Lahinch.
Well, what we're looking here now, John, is this new promenade, I believe, was replaced in 1974 after serious damage was done by a previous tide. As you can see, the outside wall has stayed fast, but the inside wall is completely gone. The rock armour up to now has done its job, but the surge of the tide, this tide, has completely destroyed the wall and the walkway, and I would be estimating the damage here to be well in excess of 1 million euros.
Okay, and certainly when you look around you in terms of the damage, maybe you can set the scene for us. If you look across the SeaWorld, this car park is flooded. How much damage is there underneath that water?
Well, I see all the tarmac is lifted underneath, plus the tarmac and the new surface in the playground. The playground cost over 250,000. It's only opened 3 years ago, and that's completely destroyed, plus the fact that a lot of the equipment is destroyed in it. SeaWorld, the water got in the back of SeaWorld, went over at the left-hand side and over this lane here, got into the boiler house and the air handling units inside in the back, and all those are destroyed, and they were only replaced last year at a cost of over 200,000, and all those have to be replaced again now.
Now, when you look at the extensive damage here all along the promenade and right down along the seafront into the golf club, various other areas, there's been varying reports as to how much this will cost, how long this will take. What are local people saying?
Well, local people are saying there's no point of a patch-up job here. That's the reason I'm saying that this cannot be rushed. People might want it open for the summer, but in order for this not to happen again, a complete revetment of the rockery out here has to happen. It has to be brought out further. And those rocks were maintained up to about 10 years ago. They were taken back every year by a machine. But as you can see, they're actually nearly leveled out again now, and they're not doing their job. So a complete revetment is needed in this particular area. And I can say it's going to definitely cost 4 or 5 million. And I can't see it being fully open for this year.
It's good to get in outside of from the winds for a bit of shelter in the Lahinch Surf Shop, which is right on the seafront here. And Rosemary Buckley, you're cleaning up today, basically.
We are, yeah. We're lucky that we haven't more damage, I think.
Tell me what happened to you. Was it over this morning or over Thursday night into Friday morning?
Thursday night into Friday morning. We were hit by several waves, but luckily we have shutters on the window, so that certainly helped a lot. We had some water in, but it didn't really do too much damage, just apart from some electric things.
Your windows are all boarded up out the front now. Had you put those up in advance of these storms?
There was some there. We always have shutters on the windows, and then we had to get some more on because they were all bent in towards the window. So right. We had to add some more.
Did you get to see any of these waves yourself?
I live in Liscannor, and yeah, I just saw the whole bay. I never saw anything like it.
Were you frightened?
Yeah. But we're all alive, that's the main thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Indeed. And Liscannor pretty badly affected too. Were you affected there yourself?
No, because we're a good bit back, but the docks in Liscannor is really torn to pieces, yeah.
Okay. And here, well, a little bit of flooding, you're cleaning up. Hopefully you'll be able to get back into business soon, do you think?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be open tomorrow again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best of luck with that.
Thank you.
I meet a lot of politicians in Lahinch today, and deputies Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil and Joe Carey of Fine Gael. Timmy Dooley, we hear of coastal protection works and ongoing efforts over the years. I don't know if anything could have stood up to the forces of nature that came here overnight and also Thursday night into Friday. Could more have been done in the past, do you think?
Well, I think you have a storm here that's probably a 100-year event. It has wreaked havoc right across the west coast of Clare, from Carrigaholt right into Quilty, Clahan. Kilbaha have been affected in an inordinate way. As I said, Quilty here in Lahinch and Liscannor. Doolan has been damaged. Ballyvaughan has been damaged. So there's a huge amount of damage done. It's going to take, I would think, tens of millions to resolve the issue here in Clare alone.
Tens of millions?
I think so. I think so. From what I've seen, I mean, the cost even in that we're looking at right here in Lahinch would be very significant. Much of the pavements are undermined, the defence is gone, the railings are gone, road, all of that. I mean, huge devastation, and this is only part of what I have seen today.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with John Cook.
Now, 53030, if you want to get in touch, particularly to let us know of any updates regarding flooding and the storm situation in your area. Hopefully things are calming down by now, but I'll be checking in on lots more communities, as well as that visit to Lahinch. I've been in Liscannor, and we'll be checking in on Quilty, on Kilbaha, Carrigaholt, and various other areas later on in the programme. We've been telling you, of course, that the Liscannor to Lahinch road has been closed. Ennis Diamond Gardaí have been in touch to say it's now passable. There has been a lot of flooding there and extensive damage, so do be careful there if you're using that road. But Gardaí say it is now passable. And Pat Gavin's been in touch from Carrigaholt. He says the post office has reopened there. Pat is one of those residents who's been trapped in his own home and near Kilcredon, where they were cut off from Carrigaholt by flooding. So we'll be checking in on the island, as it's become known, later on in the programme too.
So that's the kind of assistance we've got to give to communities.
Okay.
Immediately,
you mentioned,
while also doing the long-term solution.
You mentioned 45 million that you have available in a weather-related damage fund, I think, but some of the headlines in today's paper suggest that the superstorm has left a trail of devastation amounting to 300 million euro across the south and west of Ireland. What do you think of those figures?
Well, firstly, no one knows, and if for any newspaper to pretend that they know, it's not true. Each of the local authorities affected, John, will obviously over the next 2 weeks or so put together a very detailed assessment of what's happened, what's been damaged, the cost of repair, and they will submit that to government. We as a government have a responsibility to go through that assessment. We have existing funds, as I've mentioned, but as I said yesterday, I was very upfront about this and honest, I think more money will have to be found, and I agree with my colleagues who said this on the ground in County Clare. More money will have to be found.
Where will it come from?
Well, it will come from central funds, and I have made it very clear that I think, in my view, it's inevitable that more funds will have to be found right the way across the departments affected. I'll be going shortly to an emergency planning meeting, which will begin the process of gathering that information from the local authorities. And can I say this as well, on behalf of the government, you know, our great thanks to local authority staff, the emergency services, the Gardaí, the fire services, the civil defence, people who have been working tirelessly over the last 5 days or so with our communities. You know, they're the people who've seen this devastation, and I think we all owe them a great debt of thanks and support at this particular time.
We were talking to Clare County Council yesterday. I put figures ranging from 1 million to 5 million to them in terms of what's being said about the damage throughout County Clare and Lahinch. We heard just before you came on from the local Fianna Fáil TD, Timmy Dooley. He thinks it'll cost tens of millions to cover the cost of the storm damage throughout County Clare. Will the government be able to provide that kind of money, tens of millions of euro?
Well, let's see what the assessment is. I think, you know, in the first line of defence here, the local authority, Clare County Council, have done a great job in the last number of days. and they are already doing the assessment. They will then submit that assessment to government, and the government will, in a coordinated way, find through existing resources or new allocations of resources what has to be found. But I want to make it very clear to people on the ground, we will do whatever we can to make sure the funding is in place.
And 53030 if you want to get in touch from your community and to let us know how you've been affected by the weather situation over the last few days, or what you thought of what Minister Brian Hayes there has to say about funding that hopefully will soon be forthcoming to help clean up some of this damage right along the Clare coast and other parts of the south and west of Ireland. As he mentioned, Quilty, a number of you have been getting in touch saying how moved you were by the story of John O'Connor, one of the homeowners in Trumra in Quilty, which was suffered flooding over the last few days and was damaged again yesterday. Well, a meeting took place in Quilty last night. I'll be finding out about that very shortly. But first of all, I'll give you a quick reminder of what John O'Connor had to say to Clare FM's Amy Ryan when she spoke to him at his home on Clare FM's main lunchtime news yesterday.
I just walked past the front door and I could see the water coming in. I stopped to search my wife and said there's water coming into the house. She thought it was in a nightmare. So, you know, after waking up out of my sleep or something, but just grabbed the kids and brought them upstairs and just started to try to save as much as I could. I didn't know what was after happening. I could see the water coming in, thought it might be rain or something, but I rang the neighbour next door, Danny, and he didn't know either. And next thing, I looked out the window and I see the water up to the far for the water around the house. We didn't know what to do. Danny rang the coast guard there and just had to wait to get it bright to get over to the house. And since then, no, Jesus, we can't sleep or nothing. It's pure nightmare.
Angela wonders, what about paying people on the dole a small wage to get out and help in their communities? We have to work together. Our tourism livelihood is at stake. And John in Listowel thinks it's about time the government stops sending millions abroad into a bottomless pit of a begging bowl. They need to invest in our own infrastructure. We'll be heading back to Carrigaholt and Liscannor and various other places very shortly, but I'm going to Kilbaha first, and Bernie Keating is in Keating's Bar there. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for joining us as well. And we heard from Eilish Connolly there yesterday. You were cut off by the floods in Kilbaha. What's the situation now?
Well, the situation now is we're at the height of the tide this morning, and it's a normal high tide, and there's just a bit of debris coming out and seaweed and a little bit of stone, not a lot, but there's savage damage on here.
When you say it's a normal high tide, so it's nothing like what you have seen in the last few days?
Nothing like, I've never seen anything like yesterday morning. I've never, and I'm 50 years of age, and I saw bad nights in the early 70s, but I see nothing. And there's people of 80 years of age plus. My mother and father were looking at this yesterday morning, and they're here all their lives, and they've never seen anything like it.
Right.
It was like a tsunami every 5 minutes. It just, to describe it now, the sea has come to the height of the pier. It just be about 2 feet over the pier, all the way along the bay across the two pubs. And the next thing, when it would come out over the wall, thousands of tons of water just come out at a time, and the next thing, it would drop down the water as if it was being sucked out into the Atlantic again. It would drop down about 12-14 feet. To remind you of a tsunami every couple of minutes, like, you didn't know how big the next one was going to come, like, and it started to take the walls in between the two pubs, and it was like Lego, like you'd have a wall built with Lego. It was just picking it away. There was stretches of rock maybe 10 foot by 3 foot by 4 foot. There'd be, what, 2-3 ton weight in them. It was throwing them like a Coca-Cola can inside a bucket of water. It was scary. It was very
rocks
scary.
Rocks just bobbing about in the water.
It was very scary.
Now, in Kilbaha, you were cut off yesterday. The roads were blocked. What's the situation
cut off
now?
And we'll be cut off for a while because the road coming into the village has been undermined in a couple of places. The seawall has been taken down at the foundation and it has worn away in under it, and it's dangerous. So the council have closed off the road coming into Kilbaha, the main R487. And the road from the Ross side is closed as well because it's covered with beach on the Ross side. So you must, to picture this, like, we're only a mile wide across the peninsula from the Atlantic to the Shannon in the village side, at the village, from the Ross side on the Atlantic side, where you have 2,500 miles of ocean, to one of the biggest rivers in Europe on the south side, you're only a mile.
Yeah.
So we take a fair battering here.
So are you stranded there for now, or can you get out?
We have a small, a very small bog road that we're getting through with jeeps and things like that. But the two main roads in and out are closed up.
Okay.
There's savage damage on here. There's €1 million worth of damage done in the village of Kilbaha alone.
€1 million worth of damage?
Yeah. I'm hearing talking about other parts of the country, but there's savage damage done in this area.
And if there's money forthcoming, as we heard from the Minister earlier on in the programme, where would that money need to be spent in Kilbaha now?
To reinforce the wall coming into the village, to protect the road coming into the village. Like, Mother Nature is going to happen, like, these high tides are going to come. We had one of these in the early 70s before. It bust about 40 metres of the wall before in the early 70s. But, like, you, of course, the road, that tide is coming in now twice a day. It's undermining the wall all the time, you know. You need to come along and you need to reinforce it with another wall outside it. But you can't put a wall around the whole country, like, you know what I mean? There's only so much you can do.
John Cook on Clare FM, getting the Banner County talking.
Kit Lysett, we're taking shelter in off Liscannor Pier, but it's home for you. Your house is right here along the pier. So can you tell me how the last few days have been for you?
An absolute nightmare. Just waiting to be completely and totally washed out. Two nights now, we have been blocked in. Our my brother's house and mine, both houses have been like they were built in the shore down on the beach. Nothing but rocks. Just wait, watching the water coming, the waves coming, and waiting for the rocks to come through the door, basically. If the wind changed the other night, my glass door was broke, and there was absolutely nothing would have stopped it. And we were only saved last night by, there was no wind. It was the surge of the power of the sea that was coming. But if there was wind driving it, these two houses wouldn't be standing today. We have no protection. We have no wall. We got no assistance from the council. We've looked for walls over the years from them. They gave us absolutely nothing. I have nothing to be thankful to Clare County Council for, or anybody in Clare County Council, or any politicians or anybody else. The only time I've ever seen them coming here, and I'll be honest, was when they came looking for votes. But when we looked for anything, they couldn't give us nothing. They're around now, and we're grateful for all, and we appreciate what they're doing, and they're going out of their way to be helpful to us. But as you know, and as I know, Enda Kenny will have to go back to the Tri-Kit to do something now for the people, for the local people. It's nothing. I've heard nobody came to Liscannor until I made several phone calls yesterday. Nobody approached us, rang us to know whether we're dead or alive. All you could hear was Lahinch, Lahinch, Lahinch. That was it. The rest of the county just, it's not important. It's the tourism in Lahinch, the strong, the people and all this. They're not worried, and their promenade. They don't give a damn about the ordinary fisherman in a scanner. They don't give a damn. Nobody came anywhere near the place.
You're upset, Kit, and a bit angry.
I'm very upset and very annoyed. And I hope, now that they see the devastation that we are facing, that they will have it in their power to build, to at least build a seawall out there for us. Because as you can see, if it comes again tonight, I just don't know how we'll cope.